Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel, mitzvah 113, the second to last mitzvah in Sefer Shmos. As we continue Parshas Kisisa, the last mitzvah in Parshas Kisisa, the Isser of eating basa b'chalav, eating meat and milk. So we discussed, if you remember, mitzvah Tzadik Beis, mitzvah 92 was the Isser of cooking milchiks and fleishiks, meat and milk together. Shalom Avashal, Basar Behem, Bechalav, that was in Parshas Mishpatim. If you look there, and you look here, and you look elsewhere, it says that in the Torah, as we know, three times. Also, Avashal Gadi Bechalev Imo, as we're going to talk more about. But the Rambam and the Chinuch and others only count two mitzvos related to Basar Bechalav, as the Chinuch is going to explain in a minute why. But two mitzvos. One is the Isser of cooking Basar Bechalav, that we discussed, even if I have no intention of eating it. Just the creation of Basar Bechalav is a problem. And here is the Isser of eating basa b'chalav. If you remember, we quoted a beautiful Gemara. It's a nice Gemara to remember in Chulin Kuftesim Abeis, where Yalsa, the wife of Rav Nachman, is talking to her. And Yalsa says to Rav Nachman, everything that the Torah asserted, there's something in the world that's mutter. You remember this Gemara? Sharlan kavase, asalan dama, sharlan kavta. Blood is asur, but the kave, the liver, has tons of blood in it. It's the same, it tastes the same, right? It's the same thing. Nida, dam tohar. Chelev behema, chelev chaya, chazir mocha de shibute. It goes through like a fat of a non-kosher fat and kosher fat. And a pig tastes like this type of fish. Gerusa, right? Shibute de gerusa. Lishna de kavra, eshazish. Eshazish, grusha b'chaya baila. Married woman, grusha b'chaya baila. It's as if. It's kind of like her husband's still alive and she's divorced. Eshazach yivama continues. And then she says to her husband, Bina lamecha b'sa b'chalba. I want to eat b'sa b'chalav. I want to know, a mitzvah kuf yud gimel on the chinuch, you know, I want to know what's parallel to it in the world of heter. So Amar Rav Nachman, Latabchi, Zviga Likachli. Cook for her an udder. Right? Because an udder in a cow is meat and has milk in it. And we'll see that's not a problem about Sabachalov. If the milk does not come out, it doesn't have the status of milk yet. So it could be that's what he told his wife. That's Chulin Kuf Tesim Abeis. That is the basa b'chalav connected story in the Gemara. Okay, so here we go. Says the Chinuch. Shlo lechol basa b'chalav shes bashlo biyachad. The Isser is eating basa b'chalav that was cooked together. On a daraisa level, it must be cooked together. If you just eat a sandwich, if you eat a hamburger, a cheeseburger, you put a piece of cheese on it, and then you eat it together, that is an Isser d'rabbanan. That's not an Isser daraisa. An Isser d'rabbanan has to be cooked together. Shne'amalo savashal gedi b'chalev imo. As it says, don't cook it together. V'zeh akasuv b'lesar achilav anah. And this pasuk in our parsha of Kisisa, asers eating and getting pleasure. V'al yiksha alecha, and don't be bothered, im kain. Lama lo nomar beferish yisur b'bal tochal, v'otziya b'lash and bishol. Why does the Torah just say, don't eat it? Most other items of Isser Achila, it says, don't eat. And all of a sudden here, the Torah says, don't cook it. And we have to say that three times. We have to learn. It means don't eat, don't get benefit, which is not so clear. You know why the Torah uses Lashon of Bishol? To teach us that this Isser Achila is different than other Isser Achila. It has differences in Halacha. Other isurin are only if I get benefit from the eating. I eat it in a normal way. I chew it. I taste it. I swallow it. That's when it's usur. V'kan afilu lo nene ba'achila. But here it doesn't say don't eat it. Lo tochal. See, even if you don't do achila, even if I don't get benefit in the normal way, it's still going to be usur d'oraisa. That's what you learn from the fact that the Torah did not say lo tochal. Mikivan shebla'o. Once I swallowed it, that's it. Even if I swallow a boiling, boiling hot piece of cooked basa b'chalav, and I burn my throat, and it goes down into my stomach, I don't get any pleasure, it's still asur d'oraisa. Unlike other isurim, and by the way, unlike in Yonah Diyoma mitzvahs. By mitzvahs, you have to eat it in the normal way, generally, right? Tam Moror, talking about matzah even, you have to chew it, you have to eat it. She'en lanu hanabo, not chew it, but at least to eat it in the normal way. She'en lanu hanabo, mikal makom loke, you're still going to get malchus, even though it wasn't done in the normal way, as the Gemara says in Psachim, lahachi lo kazav achban achila b'kufe, that's why it doesn't say the lashon of achila, l'meimer shalokan alav, shalo kederach hana'aso. Even if I ate it in an unusual way. Mikal makom, in lokan alav, ela derach bishol, kelashon shahotzi akazav isura. But as I mentioned before, only if it is cooked together. And then the Chinuch says, based on the Rambam, what we mentioned back in Tzadik Beis, it says this three times in the Torah, and there are three Isurim. Only two mitzvahs though. This will be the last time, per se, that we will be talking about the Isser of Basa B'chalav. We spoke about the cooking, and now we're talking about the eating. Where's the Isser Hanah? There's no separate Isser Hanah mitzvah. The Alpha Bisham Ruzachron Lavracha, Shazanechta Batar Isser Bishal, Shalosh Pa'amim, Shulalami, the Isser Achila Bishal Vahanah, Ein Roy Lanu Limnos Bechesh Ben Alavin El Shnayim. We only count two mitzvahs. Lafisha Isser Achila Vahanah, Davar Echad Hu. That's a key. The Isser Achila and Hanah in of Bismas Bechalav have the same Machayev. They have the same conceptual root. Like it says, you find by other Isurim similar ideas, but here, says the Chiddush, they flow together. This is also what the Rambam mentions, not in Sefer HaMitzvos, but I think I mentioned this back in Tzadik Beis as well, the Nekuda Nifla of the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, the Maseches Krisus, in the third parak, the Rambam says, I have to tell you a secret. I have to tell you a Nekuda Nifla'a. A wondrous nekuda. He wrote this in Arabic, but that's how we translated it into Hebrew. Let me explain to you. The Rambam there is talking about the context of ein iser chal al iser. Once something is already usher to me, it can't become more. It's already usher. So how is it going to become more usher to me? Unless it's somehow a greater iser. It's a more expansive issue. Iser. For example, a piece of treif, if I eat it on Yom Kippur, I get the aveira of nevela and Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur is more expansive. It ushers everything in the world. So there's a difference. So sometimes you get exceptions. But generally the rule is ein iser chal al iser. But one of the exceptions is, let's say you have something that's usher to eat. And then it becomes usher behana'ah as well. I don't know, whatever it is, it wasn't shechted properly, and then it's a nevela, which is only asur b'achila, and then somehow it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Now there's an isur of me'ila. So it becomes asur b'hanah. So there we usually say, isur chalal isur. So now it's asur b'hanah. The halacha is, the Rambam says, let's say I have a piece of nevela, and then I cooked it with milk, it's still only asur b'achila. Yes, the Rambam, why? Basur b'chalal is asur b'hanah. Nevela is asur b'achila. If I cook a piece of treif and I put it into milk, it should be asur b'hanah now, because it's Isser Mosif. Says the Rambam, that's my secret here. The Isser Hanah of Basar B'chalav flows from the Isser Achila. They're all connected. And if the Isser Achila cannot be chal because the item is already asur to eat, then the Isser Hanah is not chal either. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. And he says, many people make a mistake about this, but now you got it. So that conceptual, that lumdus of the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Krisus is exactly what the Chiddush says here, that the Hana and the Achila are all connected, and that's why it is not going to be Usur Bahana'a. If you want to look in Shiurei HaRav, or a Konigsberg Sefer on Yerodea, from all the Torahs of the Rav on Yerodea, so he quotes there also, based on this Rambam, Sfir Leila HaRambam, Isur Hana'a Babasa Bechalav, Einu El Isur Tafel, Hanimshach Mitolda Meisur Achila, Umishamachi Kosh Lochal Isur Achila, Debasa Bechalav, Memela Lochal Gam, Isur Hana'a. And again, he talks about it more there, in Simin Nun Gimel, in Shiurei HaRav, which we'll get more about that a little later. Let's continue now. Vim titvos alai, says the Chinuch. So now I just explained it's only one mitzvah. But if you want to literally grab me, if you want to ask on me, im kein lama nechtav ashlosh alavin, if you're telling me there's only two mitzvahs here, so why didn't the Torah just write lo savash gadi b'chalev imo twice? Not once. If it's only two mitzvahs, why doesn't it only say it twice? Dishnaim yaspiku lefizesh amarti. If the Isser Hanah is connected to the Isser Achila, it's all one, so just write it twice. Yesh lahashivcha. No, I can answer you. Devada. Im nechta b'makam echalos vashel, atche yalmad eser bishel. Ubamakam echalos ochal. If one pasuk said don't cook, and one pasuk said don't eat, then you're right. Because the eating would have been also Isser Hanah. V'hayabadish lo yichtov ashlishi. But the Torah already, as I explained earlier, says the Chinuch, the Torah already had to write one Isser in the Lashon of Bishol, and the other one also in the Lashon of Bishol to teach me that this isn't the normal Achila, even if Shalok Kederach Achilas, like we said earlier. So you had to write two already in Lashon Bishol. If you're going to write two in Lashon Bishol, then where are you going to know Hanah from? Aval Achshav, look, first wide line, Shlo Huskaru Bo Achila B'Shum Makom, Lo Ayin Lomdim Ha, Noelim Alav Ashlishi. And that's why you need three lavim. You had to write the Achila and Lashon Bishol to teach me what I said before, says the Chinuch, that it's usur even if you don't get regular Hanah. But on the other hand, you couldn't just write two then, because you'd only know Hanah if it said Achila. If it doesn't say Achila, you wouldn't have known it, and that's why it has to say it three times. Okay? That explains why the Torah has to say what it says. Now let's get into some of the halachas. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, first he says, remember the hashkafa behind the Isra Basa B'chalav, Kasabnu B'Isra Abishal B'Pashas Ve'ilam Mishpatim, Al Tzad Apshat Mashi Yecholnu. Look back there, just to remind ourselves for a minute, the Chinuch said there are a number of reasons. Number one, the Chinuch said, which doesn't apply to this one, he says, the Basa B'chalav is creating certain, what he called, dark forces. Right, if the Torah asked it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want this created, even if you have no intention of eating it. See, even the creation of it is asur. That was number one. And then the Rambam says in Mar Nevuchim that Basa B'chalav is what a lot of Ovdei Avodah Zarah used. And that's why we can't cook Basa B'chalav. Lushitas, the Rambam says this about many Averis. And the Eben Ezra and the Rashbam say it breeds Achzarius. Other reasons given, that was all some of the Shurashin that were mentioned back in Mitzvah Tzadik Beis. But Midini HaMitzvah, I said then that today we're going to talk about the eating of Basar B'chalav. Then we spoke about what about frying, what about this, other issues of cooking, but now we have eating it. Here we go. Midini HaMitzvah. Let's try to squeeze it in. Mashamr Zechernim Levracha, She'ein Isser Basar B'chalav, Bid HaTorah, Ela B'basar B'yemet Tahora. Avalo B'mevet Tameya, the Isser D'Araisa only applies by kosher meat. Only kosher meat. Non-kosher meat, there's no Isser D'Araisa Basar B'chalav. So we said, if you remember ironically, that it might be worse to work at a non-kosher restaurant in Israel, Rahman al-Islam, than in America, because assuming most of the meat here is kosher, and if you cook it in Basar B'chalav, so that would be worse, because that would be a D'Araisa. V'lo b'chaya afilu b'torah, and the Isser only applies by a behema, and not a chaya, even a kosher one. V'lo ba'of b'intar b'intameh, and it does not apply to chicken, or duck, or any of those types of ofos, whether kosher or non-kosher. It says the word gedi, goat, three times. Shehu, lashon, mechudash. It doesn't have to say that. Shaila looked of basar. Could have just said basar. Why did it say gedi? To exclude these three things. Gedi, velo behema tmeya. Gedi, a kosher animal, a goat, and not a non-kosher one. Gedi, velo chaya, an animal, a behema, not a chaya. Gedi, velo of. And we oaf his mutter. Lafichach amru zecharim levracha ki shlosha elam mutarim levashlam mechalav umutarim bahana. But as we know, avo ba'achila asrim zecharim levracha, the Chazal came along and asered chicken and milk. Legeder as a fence, baser behema shasered devar Torah kadesh lo yischalif lebnei adam baser bebaser. You're gonna get confused. Sometimes you buy hamburgers. Oh, are these chicken hamburgers or these beef hamburgers? You don't know. It looks the same. Sometimes it's even soy. You might say, oh, how could you have soy? Okay, Chazal didn't ask me. You could tell there's a bigger difference between the soy and the other ones. But the Rama, the Shchinuch says beferish that this is one of the most famous Isurei D'Rabbanan and Basar B'chalav. This is the example that the Rambam gives in Hilchos Mamrim. Very important Rambam. In Hilchos Mamrim and Perek Beis, that whole Perek is about the power of the Rabbanan to make laws. Says the Rambam, if the rabbis have the power to make new laws, for example, to aser chicken and milk, so how is it that the Torah later on, Hashem will get to, says, Baltosif Baltigra? You can't add on to the Torah. What are the rabbanim doing? How can they say that? You can't take away from the Torah. So how are they going to do this? Says the Rambam, no problem. Why? This is the example he gives. If a bezin comes along and says it's mutter, that would be the violation of Baltigra. And if one of them comes along and says, no, the Torah means chicken and milk also, that would be Baltosif. What's mutter? If the Rabbanan say, we know this is not what the Torah answered, but we're going to add on something, midrabbanan, as a fence. If they formulate it like that, that's fine. That's mutter. And that's what the Rabbanan did here. Basar of b'chalav is asar midrabbanan beferish. It's not asar d'araisa. As long as they say that, and that it's for a siyag, then it would be okay. It would not be a problem. But that's the example the Rambam gives in Hilchos Mamrim. Back to the chinuch, lefichach. Therefore, because it's very common for basar, meat and meat to get confused together, there are some things that the Rabbanan treated chicken as if it's meat. Even though it's at the Rabbanan level, you might say, oh, already it's just saying that you can't cook chicken and milk is already an isser. What, you're going to say you can't eat it within 6 hours of each other? That's like a gzera. No, the Rabbanan gave it the status of basar. And therefore, anything that applies to basa, could apply to it. Sha'asur bahem, a couple of isurim. Shalola halosam ala shulchan klau. The halacha is, right, not as famous a halacha as the waiting, but the halacha is, one is not allowed to have milchis and fleishiks on a table together. That's what he says. Shalola halosam ala shulchan klau. It's a mefer shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch says it's in peches and yaradeya. Afilu basar chaya va'of. What's the afilu? Because these aren't asa daraisa to cook together with milk. Afilu basa chayva of asur la loso ala shulchan shochal of gvina. You're not allowed to put milchas and fleishiks, right? If somebody in the family is eating milchik, some's eating fleishiks, and it's on the same tablecloth, the same everything, they're just next to each other. That's an isa darabanan. Shelo yavol achlam yachad. Avol b'shulchan shesuder olav atav shul muter litin zebetzazeh. On the counter, they can be next to each other, but not on the table. Because on the counter, you usually don't mix. But on the table, you can't. And the shach says, you know what? This is more stringent than treif. If you have treif in your house for some reason, you have something not kosher, you can have that on your table. Why? Because nobody ever eats treif. So you're not going to come to eat the treif if you have kosher food and non-kosher food. But basa b'chalav, you always eat it. It's all kosher. You don't eat it now. But that's why there's more stringency when it comes to basa b'chalav. Same thing by chametz. You can't have it even on the table. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, which is what we hold, if there is some type of separation or recognition or difference, then it's mutter. For example, if one of the people are using placemats and the other one is not, one's on the tablecloth, one's on a tablecloth and one's this. If there's some type of hecker, then it's okay. Or you put something in the middle to remind the people that they shouldn't eat from each other. Any of that would be okay. Comes up Hilchos Nida as well, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. To have it together on the table would be a problem. The Shulchan Aruch talks about it. Let's say somebody goes on a Chol HaMoed Pesach trip somewhere, and they're eating in a cafeteria of a zoo, of a museum, whatever it is. If there's somebody eating chametz, got to be very careful. You can't eat on the same table. The same table, unless if it's separate, it has to be a separate area. But that's because it's something that we are used to. The Shulchan Aruch also talks about is it people that you know, people that you don't know, is there any difference? But that's important. Next, says the Chinuch. Waiting between milchas and fleishiks. We could talk about this for an hour. But just to mention, the isra of waiting between milchas and fleishiks. How long does one have to wait? So if you look in the Gemara, it's very unclear. All the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Hei Amar Aleph in Chulin is Su'uda Achrita. The following Su'uda. So what does that mean? What does Su'uda Achrita mean? Kuf Hei Amar Aleph. So some Rishonim say it means an hour later. An hour later. You have separate meals, an hour later. The Baal Tosfos quote that opinion. An hour later. Other Rishonim, most Rishonim, 6 hours. 6 hours. It's a famous Rambam that says, Kishe Shaos, like 6 hours. But just in case we thought that he didn't really mean it, the Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes the Rambam, takes out the cuff. So why the Rambam say it, we're not sure. But the Shulchan Aruch does not say Kishe Shaos. He just says Sheshos. So there's no room to confuse about, I go like the Rambam. But either way, these are the two opinions quoted in the Rishonim, 1 hour or 6 hours. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, those are the opinions quoted. Achal Simon Peites. Achal Basa Afilu Shulchayva Ofel Yachal Gvina Acharav Achisha Sheshos. V'yafilum Shal Kashir Im Yish Basa Ben Shinayim. If you find meat between your teeth, you got to take it out. If you found meat between your teeth after 3 hours, it doesn't mean you have to wait 6 hours from when they took the meat out. But if you found meat between your teeth, you got to take it out. So this is the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes 1 hour, 6 hours. The Shulchan Aruch says six. The Ramah says lechatchila six. The Shach has a very strong lashon. The Kakaz and Marshal, the Chen Roy Lasos, the Kol Misha Yesh Bo Reach Torah. Once you wait 6 hours. The language of the Shach. So that's the six and the one. The big mystery is, where does 3 hours come from? Where, first of all, where does into the six come from? Okay, it's a modification. There's a Me'iri that says in one place 5 or 6, but generally all the Rishonim say 6. So where does into the six come from? Rav Avadi Yosef suggests that maybe they didn't have watches in those days. So how'd they know 6 hours anyway? Exactly. So they estimated. That's why it's 5 and a half, a half hour. You could always, right, we know by mincha time, half hour people always make mistakes. Maybe that's where it came from. But Maker Adin, it seems to be 6. Where did 3 hours come from? That's a big mystery. It's nowhere before a couple hundred years ago. If one has that minog, so then one could keep that minog. But some suggest that sometimes there was 6 hours in between, how much time was there between meals? So in the winter, we have a short day. How many hours in between? They struggle. The postgame of in the 1700s, struggle to try to explain where this came from. If one has that minhag, then one can keep that minhag. But if one does not have a minhag, once had the shaila, somebody whose parents were not from, and they didn't know, they had no idea. So they come to ask, how long should I wait? The halach is 6. Because that's what Rov Rishonim say. That's Me'ikir Adin, where Rov Rishonim say. If somebody has a different minog, then they can hold to that minog. But that is what Rov Rishonim say. Again, there's a huge discussion of many nafkaminas in terms of waiting between milchas and fleishiks. The misconception that people think that once they took the spoon of the ice cream, oh, I'm fleishik. They think, oh, I blew it, now I'm milchik. No, even if you take a spoon of ice cream, you're still fleishik. And, you know, people say, oh, now milchik. No, you're still fleishik. We have to wait, even though one took the ice cream. A fascinating shaila, which, until you think about, it doesn't always come up. Let's say somebody's fleishik, and somebody's about to take the ice cream, and they say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Ni'eved Varo. And they're about to put it in their mouth, and then they remember their fleishik. So what do you do now? So you gotta know this halacha before it happens, because you can't like sit there and look it up. So what do you do? So on the one end, you might say, what is he? Say Baruch Shem Kavod. But of course, you're not supposed to take milchiks. One second though. Saying a bracha, she'ina tzricha, that itself could be, okay, you say Baruch Shem, but it's really a bracha she'ina tzricha. The Rambam holds that saying a bracha she'ina tzricha is an issa daraisa. Rov Rishonim says it's a darabanan, but there's at least a Rambam that says daraisa. So maybe I should violate the issa darabanan of waiting between milchiks and fleishiks instead of violating this daraisa, the Rambam of brachas shenisricha. Most poskim say if it's at least an hour after the fleishiks, you should take a little nibble. Amazing, very surprising. That's what the poskim say. We should take a little bit. Not shouldn't have to eat the whole scoop, but to take a little nibble. So that's why it's not a brachas shenisricha. And what I take a little. What could I do? The ikar hadin that it's past the hour. Many rishonim say that's enough. So again, we try to wait to six usually, but that is what is done. Oh, the poskim talk about what about sleep? There's a story of the Chassam Sofer that he paskined that if somebody sleeps a Shenas Keva, that could take the place of 6 hours. Somebody sleeps less than 6 hours. They wake up and they had fleishiks all the way right before they went to sleep, and then they want to have milchiks in the morning. So they say paskin, it takes the place. And they say that the story goes, or by force, quotes the story in his Sefer on Kashrus, that he went to sleep that night after he gave this psak, he woke up the next morning, and he poured himself a big cup of coffee, and as right after he poured, he spilled it all over himself. And he took it as a siman hashamayim that I must be wrong, and it must be that sleep does not take the place of 6 hours. And we've said in the past, that doesn't mean he took it as a siman. He took it as a siman to re-research the sugya, and then he came out that it really wasn't a substitute. Either way, that's the story of the Chassam Sofer. Okay, there's a lot more about waiting to milchas and fleishiks, but we'll have to do that another time. Weiter, a little bit more. I will babasar dogim b'chagav m'lokadim klal. Eating meat and fish, or with grasshoppers. There's no such type of geder. So Me'ikar Adin, fish and meat. That is not Mishum Gzera. That's in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishum Sakana. Mishum Sakana, again, a topic of a separate shiur. Why? We usually wash our mouths out, based on the Shulchan Aruch, between fish and meat. But that's a topic of a separate shiur. Some Svardim, the Beis Yosef, quotes some opinions about between milchiks and fish. That is not so common, but there is a Beis Yosef that quotes an opinion about that as well. Shem Besaram Dom Maklal Basa Behema, because generally we're not going to get mixed up with fish and meat. Fine. Vodechmiru, this paragraph, the Chinuch just mentioned one other chumrah, and then we won't be able to go into it too much. He goes into another chumrah that applies to Basa Bechal that might not apply to other Isurim, and that is, if some milk falls into meat and asers the whole meat, the halacha is, it's called chanan, chaticha na'asis nevela. The whole item becomes aser, and if that item falls into something else, I need bittel of the entire item. The whole Basa Bechal mixture. Even though, let's say, a piece of treif fell into my soup, and it asked to the soup, if my soup then fell into something else, I only have to be mevata that little piece of iser originally. I don't have to be mevata the whole thing. So that's a discussion of chaticha nasis nevela, which comes up in Maseches Chulin, coming up in Daf Yomi this summer, Bezrat Hashem, but that's the chinuch who talks about the differences between basar v'chalav, and other isurim. Skipping to the end, v'noheges v'chomaklam v'chol zman, b'zachar merakevis, the iser applies always men and women, v'chomaklam v'chol zman. It's also two interesting discussions just to mention. There's an iser drabanan of making milchik bread. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, also a separate shir, why that is, because we always eat bread with every meal. It's a staple of society. So if somebody eats milchik bread, so the lachara, you might dip it and serve it with a fleishik meal. So it's a big shaila, how do we have any milchik bread? Thomas's English muffins, or OUD. How is that possible? Again, there are explanations. Number one. Number two, there are issues of maris ayin when it comes to milk and meat. Let's say somebody allowed to bring coffee rich, or anything that looks like milk to the table with fleishiks. So is there any Shemayah sign? Do you have to bring the bottle of coffee rich to the table, right? If you want to give a baby bottle with milk in it, with obviously powder milk or soy milk or breast milk, so you let it have that at a fleshik table. So if it's in a bottle, pashtus, that's not maris ayin, because you know what it is. But sometimes you can put real milk in a bottle. So these are all shilohs of maris ayin, which one has to look into. If anybody eats a chayis of basa b'chalav, they get malchus. Hanah does not get malchus, because as the chinuch has mentioned a number of times, the isra hanah you can do without doing a maisa, so you're not going to get malchus with it. But the isra achila, one is going to get a malchus. And that is our discussion of basa b'chalav. Tomorrow we finish up Sefer Shmos with mitzvah kuf yudalid in Parshas Vayakel. So one more for volume one of the Minchas Chinuch.